I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout. Our team finally made it to Junkertown City, where Dr. Rast separated himself from the group. He told them that he will secure lodgings in the tap house. He asked the group to ask around about Clements and Mika, and to meet him there later. Our team promptly split up, and half of them went shopping. A very uneventful shopping trip was slightly different to the other half. Billy Bob and Beverly found themselves in a situation with each other. A lot of arguing went down, resulting in Billy Bob running through the streets, screaming in people's faces that he was looking to get fucked up. Beverly, being left alone and a super mutant in a human town, was promptly arrested. The team has now ran back into Billy, quite fortunately, in a back alley somewhere, and still haven't found the tap house. We'll start things off when Billy Bob ran into Winnegan.
Billy?
God. Oh, you won't believe. Does anybody know where the tap house is?
Where did the other bit? Where did Beverly go? What did you do?
Oh, is she not behind me? No,
mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, she's not. So she was behind me last I saw her, but that was also after she dropped me out of her baby Bjorn, which y'all just let her do. I find that very concerning that you guys just let me get me trapped in a baby Bjorn. Either way, I don't know where she's at, so she may be kind of fucked.
I do want to point out that you were trying to punch the cops.
It was a civil... We were being civil. Like, that's how men do... You wouldn't understand. Either way, he didn't arrest me, so obviously he understood that it was a civil disagreement. But either way, I promised to get him a beer later on. So I need to know where the tap house is. I'm not getting arrested.
Winnegan, I think he's late for a date.
He does seem to be, but I'm more concerned about our super mutant. We only just got her. We can't lose her this quickly.
Good point.
If we go to the tap house, perhaps we can get information from the guard Billy wants to go on a date with. You reckon you could romance
it out of
them?
You guys create your own narratives. I feel like that's kind of what's going on here. I'll have you know, Billy doesn't swing that way, but I don't think you're going to listen to me regardless.
We listen to you.
We just don't believe you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. See, that's the same thing. Okay,
Billy, right. Could you summon every bit of manners you have and attempt to charm some information out of that guy? We do need to know where he might have taken Beverly, or where his...
From what you guys are sounding, it's not like I'm being manners. It's more like you want me to seduce him.
I want you to act slightly less irritating.
You say potato, I say potato.
And I say skedaddle. That's what I say. That's what I do when I get thrown in these situations.
Clearly. Right, let's find the tap house, see if we can't get information off that guard, and then go rescue our super mutant.
Wait, did the robot not put a tracker on that one?
Did he?
Wait.
Did you?
Wait.
Did I?
What?
I'm actually more concerned. Does he put trackers on all of us regularly?
Yeah, all the time. Don't you know I secretly inject you with micro-trackers so I know where all my companions are?
It's standard procedure in the vault.
Okay, well, I actually find that very handy. And why the fuck haven't we used this before?
Because it's not true.
It's standard secret.
I'm sorry. I like put my...
None
like
of you are vault, but...
I like put my hand on my ear like I'm talking to a secret, another fellow agent. Sorry. I'm getting word that that's not true from a voice inside my head.
Source, I made it up.
I'm getting a word that this is all a lie.
Well, none of you are from the vault, and I have not managed to get myself lost yet. So I reckon that you probably don't have trackers in. So tap house it is. And
So you didn't want me to inject them with the trackers?
I mean, it would have been helpful if you had, but I doubt you would have done it competently anyway.
Yeah, and you can't just retcon that that happens.
Gertrude thought it'd be worth a try.
Roll to retcon.
Bailey, where did you last leave other mutant?
I think about 10 foot from the gate. Did we even make it in the gate, Cap? No, we had to have, because she got arrested. Yeah. You weren't very far, though.
God damn it, Bailey.
She didn't make it far.
You had one.
You let her put me in a baby Bjorn.
And we should have let her duct tape you into it by the sound of things.
I could have casually walked with her and everything, but then you would just you let her have her way with me. Yes, you know I would have. I have been doing that up to this point consistently.
You were somewhat rowdier.
Until this very moment.
You were somewhat rowdier lately than you usually are. In any case, Winnegan's going to see if she can't ask a shopkeeper or something where the tap house is.
Alright, so Winnegan just wanders up to a random trader on the street, the high street, I guess.
Oh, I would give that a shot. Every single person here seems to be an asshole.
To you, I'm sure.
So what do you say to them, Winnegan?
Hello, would when you to this town... Would you happen to be able to point me in the direction of the tap house?
Ah, yes, absolutely. No problem. The trader gives you very clear and concise directions to the tap house that nobody could misunderstand.
Trader man, have you seen another one that's slightly greyer than I am walking around here?
Yeah, no, not seen anyone of you. Surprised the guards let you in.
Do you know where one would have been put if it was... lost by a certain ghoul?
I'm not. Billy guards that take care of shit like that.
Billy looks towards the sky and goes, I feel like I'm being railroaded by some kind of god here, like some bullshit going on or something. Like, what the hell?
You have no idea where it would have been put then, no?
No, I mean, why would I?
Well, let's just hope she hasn't been put down.
Just asking, thank you for your time.
Very quickly, Cap, is there like a local guard standing nearby?
There are regularly guards patrolling, but there's none around yet at this particular time.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I might go and talk to one of those and ask one of the guards.
You know, I find it very strange.
Surely the guards will know where the jail is, so.
We don't know if she's in the jail yet.
Well, she's been taken away.
She could be in the local zoo. Either.
Yeah, none of you know that.
We just know that she's lost.
Yeah. The robots managed to tap into the meta here.
That's it.
And where is that third eye?
I have hacked into their database. It shows me concisely.
Mm-hmm.
Clickety clickety click. I'm in.
That's
to the tap house then?
I guess we're leaving Beverly to whatever she's Beverly doing.
Yeah, how you doing, Mayflower?
Well, I probably ought to go find her.
That's it's why we're going fault. To the tap house. It's the one place we know a guard will be, because he wants to smooch you.
Why do we all need to go to the tap house? I apparently am the only one that needs to go there because of the guard. So how about can you guys go look around, see if you know more, probably? He may not even be the arresting guard. She may not even been arrested yet. Obviously we don't even know if she's been arrested. But
we were literally told that supervillains had to be supervised. That's why you were with her.
But we also don't know that she's been arrested. Yet she could be hiding. We don't.
Okay,
know
where else would you want us to go, Billy Bob? What is this alternative plan? I'm sure you have.
Well, this traitor doesn't know. Maybe another traitor knows. Maybe more guards know. Not every guard's gonna be in the trap house.
We could wander around looking for cops if you want us to.
I mean, I'm not saying we don't all have to go to the tap house. I'm just saying it may be a waste of time for us to all go there if he's the only one there and he doesn't know jack shit.
Do you know what would be wonderful, I think, not only in-universe but out of it, is if every single member of the party splits up and goes down a different street doing different shit.
That'd be fun for everybody.
Oh, I said you got true.
I think, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's the best.
Why, we've already got two separate groups. Let's make it, like, four, if possible.
Yeah, really.
Sounds perfect.
Like Zoinks Cube.
Everyone gets right. an episode.
Come on then, Daphne. I mean, I guess we could all ask individual traders and see if we can find random guards lit around the place. Do you all want to?
Gertrude just has to go. Someone because Gertrude can't go. All right, but Gertrude's not going with Billy because Billy lose last one.
Yes, that's right. Imagine if we keep Gertrude too. Well, one of us would find Beverly then. Right, I guess...
To the tap house.
Yeah, I think we're all third wheeling on this date. Unfortunately, Billy... All
right. Very well.
My processes have determined if we go to the tap house, we are 78% likely to find Beverly.
Can you talk me through the maths on that one?
Yeah, because no. I kind of want to know what the 22% is going to be.
Barbara.
I mean, our group has a history of being shot at.
He's got a point. Let him go. All right, let's go then.
All right, you managed to find your way to the tap house without any further disasters.
How did we know where it was at?
We asked the merchant and got told. Believe all.
78% bitches.
69% even better.
So, you walk into the tavern, the tap house. It's just metal sheets with like a bar of metal sheets with a bunch of drinks taps that have been haphazardly affixed to the wall behind it. As you walk in, everybody, it's reasonably busy, like half full. People are shuffling about, minding their own business. A very conspicuous member of staff is trying their best to clean up what looks like a puddle of blood at the left-hand side of the room. This is just a very familiar sight in bars like this, I'm sure. Suddenly, you hear, "Hey, Billy," and a waving from the bar. "Hey, Billy."
Does that man know you?
Do I? Okay, crap. Do I know this person? Like, would I know him off the top of my head?
Like, yes, he's the person? Guard that you offered to buy a drink. I was starting to think you weren't going to show. I got us a table. Figured we could grab a drink and chat.
Sure. Yeah. Wish me luck, guys. Yeah, I owe you that drink. Yeah. What are you having? Do you already order it? Do I need to compensate you, or do you just need to buy you? You're gonna buy another one after that.
No, I was waiting to see what you were having.
Oh, it'll be just a normal ale for me. I've got a thing for ale.
Ah, we can share a pitcher.
Sure.
It's like a Weatherspoon's.
That'll be fine. Okay. Well, what do you suggest? Do they have a menu? What kind of ale are we looking at here?
Well, the guard just goes to the bar and points at the bartender, who seems to know reasonably well, and says, "A pitcher of ale for me and my new friend Billy."
I'm glad he said friend. We're starting off slow. It's great. We're doing good, guys. Don't worry.
The bartender gets to work, shuffling around, getting the pitcher ready for you, and places it on the bar. The guard takes it and the two glasses from the bar and shuffles over to the table. And when he gets to the table, you realise that the table that he got for you is just a very small two-person table in the corner underneath a very soft light.
Oh, seems very good ambiance. Okay. Anyway, I assume you come here pretty often. You seem to know the bartender. So do you remember the whole reason I had to buy you a beer?
Yeah. Oh, Beverly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. About that.
We'll get to that. But first, why don't we have a drink? We can get to know each other a little better.
Well, I mean, you see, when I have one drink, I have a bunch of them. So I need to do this while I'm, like, coherent. If there's, like, any way you could tell me, like, what would happen, say, like, you know, not me, you know, like my other friend that came in with a super mutant, you know.
Like, waves from across the bar.
Hello.
God, okay. So I may have lost Beverly.
You know, Billy, when I asked you to meet me here, I thought you were maybe interested in a little bit more than just Beverly's situation. You've got a certain charm about you.
Come on, Billy. Sweet talk that fine stranger for us.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. But I need to discuss this part first. All right. Because I really need to know, what would happen to Beverly should I, like, be gone? Or something, you know? Like, where would she be? Possibly, like, would she be in jail? If she's in jail, where's the jail? How do we get her out? Like, what do we need to do here?
The guard's face flushes slightly. He sits back.
Okay, I think we're losing control over like what I'm trying to accomplish here for a moment. So if you could answer the question, that'd be really good.
Billy,
shut up, goddammit, shut up.
Now, hold on. You think this is... Wait, no. Are you... You're not here for the reason that I think you're here.
I'm here. I promised you a drink. That's the main reason. I owe you a drink for getting Beverly in.
And Gertrude.
Okay, so I'm going to get you to do a little speech check for us at this point.
Oh, god damn it. Luckily, I added skills to that.
Yeah, because it's going to be a 2 difficulty. And you got 3 successes. Excellent. Well done.
3 success.
Yep, a 2 and a 9 you rolled there. That's fantastic. So one of those was a crit. So yes, the guard...
Flower and Matt are losing their fucking mind right now. I don't understand. Like the complete anarchy going on over the Discord right now.
It's the composure of the guards changes here.
Matt's smartly laughed.
Yeah, that's a really dirty laugh. Can you stop it?
I have to keep quiet otherwise I'll wake my son up.
Trying to tell you about the guard's composure changing. The guard has clearly, perceptively realized that this is not the date that he thought it was. And he is feeling a little bit embarrassed now. His face isn't flush with the kind of joy it was before. He's now embarrassed. He says, oh, all right, well, that's awkward. Let's just forget I said anything. Beverly, yeah, she's in a cell. She's a super mutant, and the city has rules. What do you expect when you left her alone? Guards don't trust her, and there's not really anything I can do much to change that.
I understand that. I don't expect you to have to change it, and I still owe you that beer. I'm sorry, it wasn't quite the evening you were intending. I'm sorry to say, I'm not swinging for that team, if you get what I'm saying. But you're a good guy, and I appreciate you helping us out. And so I owe you this. I will have this beer, and the rest of the pitcher is yours. Not only owe you a beer, it'll be the whole round. It's all yours. I appreciate your help.
Billy, ask him about the establishment. Who runs the place?
What? I need to know who runs the place?
Yeah, sorry, who runs the town? Who's the big boss in charge, my fella?
What?
Why do we need to know? What does that have to do? We're here to get Beverly.
Yeah, but let's say we could get, talk to the boss man, and boss man could help us out. Otherwise, we might be facing a fine of some sort.
I don't think we need to worry about the finances of the situation.
I think I've already asked a lot of this guy at this point. He's pretty.
Yeah, lots of assumptions.
Yeah, so I think we're just gonna leave. I feel like we could leave cordially. I believe. Correct.
Wait, where's Dr. Rust? Is he not supposed to be in here?
Maybe Dr. Rast is gay. Dr. Rast.
Hey, you into older men?
Dr. Rast hears Billy shouting his name at the top of his lungs.
Wait, he has a door, so he's bi at least.
That's it. He's at least bi because he has a daughter.
I mean, to be fair, there's several gay men out there that have got daughters. Okay,
fair enough.
That doesn't stop anybody, okay? Sometimes.
Divorce, Dr. Rast.
Yeah, so Dr. Rast approaches the group.
Oh, no.
I got his rooms. There's rooms for us in this tap house. Absolutely no problem. Did you manage to find out anything about Clements?
Okay, forget all that. I have another question. So there's a more serious concern at the moment, all right? Hold on.
Wait, who's Clements?
He's the doctor we're supposed to be looking at on this whole big journey.
We should have asked that guy about Clements.
I don't think a random guard's going to know about this point.
Really? We're trying to find this guard love, all right? Shut up. All right.
Billy,
Dr. Rast.
Voice mode deactivated.
He is into you. Just, take him around the back and give him a pickle tickle.
We've already discussed that that's not going to happen. He's okay with it. I'm okay with it. But now I feel terrible. So now we're going to find love. Dr. Rast, I'm going to wingman the hell out of this guy. All right? Dr. Rast, I need you. So, Dr. Rast, do you like men? I have, my chin on my wrist. Like, so. What do you feel about men?
Billy, you're doing this right in front of the guard. That's uncalled for.
Shut up! Gertrude, shut up! All right, I've got this.
Drag him out of the
closet. So. Dr. Rast looks towards the guard. The guard is sat back in his seat, tapping his foot, listening to everything you have said since shouting Dr. Rast. He's getting impatient.
Dr. Rast?
I don't think this is a good idea, Billy.
Dr. Rast...
Can you give me
I'm committed.
Check,
I'm
please?
Deep in this, all right? I'm deep in this.
All right, give me the old speech check. Yep, we're going to roll for
that is a crit success.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Rast, he sighs, he shakes his head, he puts his face in his palm, and he looks back up at Billy and says, is there a good reason for me to be doing this?
We need to know more information.
Do we?
Could you like to know more?
The guard, having heard this entire conversation, because you're having the conversation right in front of him, says to Billy, you don't need to do that, Billy. I can just tell you where the prison is.
No, he wants to ask about Clements.
stood on the table.
Why is this one? Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying we have to. All right. You're the boss.
Yeah, the guard lets you know. He gives you directions to the holding cells, where the guard's office is, and he picks up the rest of his pitcher and walks to a different part of the bar where he can sit quietly and out of earshot of the rest of you, because he's getting very tired of listening to you.
Billy, you hurt that man's feeling. There's no need for that.
Really? You're going to talk to me about hurting people's feelings? Really?
Whose feelings have I hurt?
You hurt mine daily.
Yes, but you deserve it.
You say that. I feel like you need your feelings hurt every once in a while. You're very rude and mean.
She's perfectly nice. Oh,
Winnigan, you're one to talk to. You're the same.
I'll cop to that, actually.
Winnigan, it's fine. He angry. It's okay. I understand. He has small man syndrome.
Yes.
You know what? I'm leaving. I'm out.
Be sure to check out
my beard. I'm taking my beard. I'm out of here.
Gertrude, while we're here, would you like a drink?
Should we not go and free Beverly? She's kind of in a prison at the moment.
We can take it to go.
Okay. Billy, come
it's getting
back
quite
here.
Late,
you know,
if you
fine.
Want to just use the rooms that Dr. Rast has got.
Sleeping her in jail overnight.
I mean, you know that she's in prison. Where's she going to go?
That's true.
Fair point.
I don't know why I'm telling you what to do here. This is not my job.
I can't say shit. I'm not there.
I don't know how I feel about this, knowing that one of our party is in a prison and we are thinking about going to bed.
No, if it ever happens in prison.
Well, we can use this time, to be fair. I think if Beverly's in a prison, she'll be top dog in a moment. But,
So.
How do you know she might be power bottom?
What happened if they sell her?
I know he's the guard.
Do we think there's a mutant slavery ring here? What do you
We're
mean?
Talking
they
about
sell
an
her?
8-foot killing machine. I literally saw her chop someone in half. That's very good entertainment for the arena.
You know,
there's
talking...
an arena here.
There's always an arena here.
If it's late, is the jail like I would say service? I would assume we have a secretary that takes care of like bail and stuff like that. Is it even open anymore?
Probably not.
I don't know. You pissed off the only person we could ask.
I didn't piss him off. He still gave us the information.
It's probably not open. I think we should plan how we're going to get her out of here. And
just
also get
sense,
some rest.
You did piss him off.
Yeah. But first, Gertrude, would you like a drink?
Sure, at this moment, Gertrude is having a bit of an existential crisis of all of the stupidity going on right now.
To be fair, you guys encourage the stupidity.
Turn. You lost on me. How is that possible?
Ten foot tall.
Built like brick shithouse.
Fell down a drain.
Mind like shithouse.
Right, I'm going to get old by Gertrude a drink and then go up to the room.
No problem. Let's see, what kind of prices are in this bar? And it's not a particularly fancy establishment, so they should be pretty regular. Let's have a wee look at the old consumables page.
Something fairly strong. She...
Billy,
has a pretty high tolerance.
But for the record, we don't hate you, we do love you. You are our Billy.
You are, however, slowly taking the place the robot used to have.
Do you want me to pick you up and give you a hug?
You want to keep it back in the papoose?
Alright.
Nope, there's leave me alone, don't touch me!
They do have bottles of beer for 5 caps per bottle. Or you can pay 30 for a jug of moonshine.
I think Winnigan's going to turn, look Gertrude up and down, and then pay for the moonshine.
Do we have the money?
I do have the money. It's on me. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right, 30 caps. You get yourself a jug of moonshine.
There you go, darling.
Oh, thank you.
And what this is going to do is this is going to give anyone who drinks it a nice plus 2 to your max HP.
How much do I owe the bartender for the pitcher of ale?
Wasn't that bought by your companion, friend?
It was.
It wasn't. He hasn't paid his tab yet.
Yeah, and, well, remember, that's the thing. It's I owe him a beer.
You also haven't left yet, so...
Well, that's what I was saying. I was leaving, so I was going to pay for the pitcher of ale that the guard fellow got.
Excellent. It's nice that you walk up to the bar and made sure that you paid your tab there. So that's going to be 15 caps.
15. All right.
Was that a permanent plus 2 on the health?
No.
I was going to say.
Yeah, you'll probably just have that until you long rest.
Ah, fair enough.
So rest, then drink, I guess. Yes. Right, I suppose we should find our rooms then.
All right, yeah. You speak again to Dr. Rast. He lets you know which rooms are yours. You'll get wee individual rooms. There's not much to them. It's basically just a wee... a single bed in each with a sink next to them, and there's a shared bathroom down the hall.
You might not want to go in there in a minute.
So is everybody just going to go to bed for the night?
Oh, Gertrude's going to unleash unholy hell on that toilet.
That sounds about right.
Drop a nuke.
All right then, so cue the sunrise music. Everybody wakes up bright and early in this shitty little tap house. What do you want to do?
Maybe go and get
Beverly.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
How do you not remember? You're a fucking robot. You're supposed to remember this shit.
Party member 5 has been absent to the group more than 6 hours. Due to protocol 87, she is now temporarily not part of the party.
I think this motherfucker's creating algorithms as we speak. Like, this shit's just coming up. First, he said he hacked into a computer. We weren't even near a computer. Second, then he says he has tracking chips in all of us.
We should have kept the old one that turned into a naked doctor dude who played Poggy Swords.
That one was weird. But I agree with you, it was better.
I guess it didn't want any fucking better, Billy. This one's creepy.
Yeah, the last one was sexier.
Hey, what I'm going to say is there was a reason this robot was stuck in a closet for like 200 years.
Can we put it back
what
in the closet?
What crimes did you commit?
I'm not the only one stuck in the closet.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da. Alright, so you're still all just in the tap house talking about going to get Beverly. What are you doing?
Should we all go and get Beverly?
Yes, let's go to the prison. I do kind of want to find a way to break in there if they don't let her go on bail, which I'm not entirely sure I can pay. But let's go see what it is anyway.
Billy can pay. Billy lost her.
True. You break it, you buy it.
Wait, he broke her? How'd he do that?
Don't worry about the exact terms. Off to the prison we go, I guess?
Alright, off to the prison you trod. You follow the instructions given to you by Billy's date from last night. And you just walk through the city towards the guard office. And you notice that the guard office is actually very, very close to the entrance of the city, the entrance gates where you came in. And you head towards where the holding cells are supposed to be. You'll see that at the outside of this shack that's made up from different parts of an old airplane was that has like guards office written on it in big red paint pretty haphazardly. You walk in and it's set out as if somebody had set out like an office space. There's lots of tables just in rows in this old airplane hangar, and there's a couple of guards just writing away on these notepads at their desks.
I don't feel like she shouldn't be the one to go and say hello.
That would be a bad idea. I will take care of it. Don't worry, I've got it.
I'm gonna saunter
on up to the nearest counter at the person that looks like they're in charge, like able to do anything for me. Do you guys have a super mutant in custody at the moment that we would be able to release? They belong to us.
Yeah, so there's you're standing in front of a stocky brunette woman who's looks even stockier because of the armor that she's currently wearing. It's like a, you know, those sort of American football-esque shoulder pads that she's got on. She looks at you from over a pair of glasses just pretty derisively. And she just says, mm-hmm.
So, what do I owe? Like, do I owe bail? Am I able to get her out? She didn't do anything too bad, did she?
Are you serious? Look, I don't care what you think you do. We don't just let super mutants walk out of here. You need a damn good reason to convince me otherwise.
They let me bring her in the city to start with?
Yeah, I just said I don't care what kind of deal you had.
Can we make a deal?
Can we what? What are you talking about? Are you trying to tell me that this super mutant's what? Your friend? Your lover?
Definitely not lover, but is an ally? She hasn't been with us long enough to say friend, but I would say ally?
An ally? She's a walking weapon. Have you seen what those things can do?
You're literally wielding a weapon, so it's not much different, is it? Mine just walks around.
Alright, give me a wee speech check on that one. I like that.
That is a crit fail. That is a complete... That is a failure and a crit fail. So, like, are we having to fight these guys? Go ahead and pull your guns out, guys. I didn't fuck this.
Billy turns around and no one else is there.
I turn around, give them all the thumbs up, and I turn back around and put a finger in her face. Like flip a bird right in her face. It's the only thing I can think of that would happen with a crit failure. God.
She says, my weapon is on my hip. It doesn't just walk out of here and beat the shit out of people without me saying so.
Oh, God. Can Winnegan come over and try and help?
Winnegan can come over and try and help. What would Winnegan say to try and convince the guard captain here to...
Yeah. Before we do this, Winnegan, what is your speech stat? Hold on.
It is bad, as you are aware, but currently it can't be worse than a nat 20 and an 18.
What about an arm wrestle?
I don't know if that's going to work, Gertrude.
Okay, so are you guys just going to put her in the mines? Or, I mean, is she just forever in your jail cell? There's got to be a way to get her out. Do you guys have, like, bail or what?
To my knowledge, our super mutant, the one you have, not the one we still have, has not committed any violent crime in the city, has not attacked anyone, has not threatened anyone. As far as I'm aware, at least. And furthermore, as you can see, we are a group fairly experienced with having a super mutant member. The wastes are dangerous, and they're a great help, and we have them well under control.
Alright, that's a little bit better than your weapon. You're carrying a weapon, so...
I resent that statement. Yeah, I feel like mine was...
Let's go for a little speech check on that one.
It's really bad. Barter luck? Is that what speech usually is? Or is it speech something?
Speech and speech against charisma.
Oh no, that's still bad. Can I buy extra dice for this one?
You can. You've got a full lot of AP.
Can I use luck for it? Is that?
You can use luck to reroll it if it fails.
Ah, okay, okay. Can I use... What is it? Two action points is... You need three action points for two dice, right?
Yes.
We want to go free for this?
I'm
getting back
it.
With over successes.
So you're rolling four dice then, aren't you?
Do it.
Yeah, but my speech stat is ass, so we're going to kind of
need
that's
to. Why you're rolling the four dice, yeah. Makes sense.
I got one success there.
Oh, that's all you needed. That's fantastic. Four dice and you get one success. Brilliant. So, the guard captain just sighs, says, you're putting me in a tough spot here. And I suppose the ghoul did make a good point. It's not as if we've got the resources to keep one of these beasts. If she steps out of line, it's on me. And I don't take kindly to people making me look bad. But fine. If you, and she makes a point of making sure that everybody sees she's pointing at Winnegan. If you vouch for her, I'll let her out, but you better keep her on a tight leash. Got it?
A metaphorical one, right? You mean a metaphorical leash?
Well, I don't carry around super mutant leashes, of course. I mean, what kind of a question is that?
The guards at the gate were insistent on a physical one at first.
She just puts her head in her hand and goes, oh, for fuck's sake. Just give me a second. And she stands up and she moves towards the back of the room and out a door at the rear of the... The guard office. You end up hearing a bit of clomping in the back there as she unlocks Beverly's cage.
Where's my oysters?
Shut the fuck up and get out of here.
I ordered a champagne.
Yeah, so Beverly just kind of pushes Beverly toward... Sorry, the guard just sort of pushes Beverly towards the group and just points to the doorway.
Right, let's get out of here before we overstay our welcome.
Alright.
Right.
She won't be anywhere near Billy Bob.
No, you're staying with me for now. It appears I'm watching both of you.
Should we get a leash?
No, I'd really prefer you didn't.
No one puts me on a leash.
I'm not a day caller type of person.
That's pretty ironic that you say you don't put on a leash when you put me in a baby, Bjorn.
And pretty hypocritical. It still didn't stop you from doing all that shit. You got into that much trouble with the baby, Bjorn.
The moment he speaks to her.
I didn't really even get in trouble, though, to be honest. I got
okay,
in trouble.
Do you want to take...
You can see veins popping in her head with the anger.
Beverly,
yes,
how
would
you say in the
institution? Keep a baby
institution.
Bjorn to themselves next time.
If Billy Bob ever ends up in prison, we are leaving him there. Agreed?
Agreed.
Oh yeah, everybody gets to do whatever they want to Billy Bob, but nope, Billy Bob does one minor thing of freedom. He's
you got her arrested.
She got herself arrested
by trusting you.
By throwing me in a baby, Bjorn.
That's not a crime, as far as I know.
Right.
Now we need to find. Oh, go on.
She now has a tattoo of a dead ghoul on her arm.
A little teardrop.
Yes.
They're slightly too far down to their arm.
And see, a drawn on the wall, a really bad picture of Billy Bob, with like he's been punched several times in the face.
Just way too many tally marks.
Yes. It's alright. As a former law enforcement officer, I'm used to criminals hating me. Trust me.
Plus one.
Right. We still need to find information on Dr. Clemens and also, what was it, Mika? The Dr. Rast's daughter.
So where do you think we can find information on them?
All right, so the team moves their way outside of the office with Beverly in tow. Winnegan starts asking, what are we going to do about finding this Clemens? Mika is dead, just to remind you of that. It's the girl that died in the vault.
Wait, didn't Rust ask us, like, 20 minutes ago if we had any information on Mika or Clemens?
Yes.
So we didn't tell him she's dead?
No, he knows she's dead. He's telling you to get information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she's the one that's hid the geck somewhere.
Oh, right. I thought that was his daughter's name.
But yeah, I think that that's probably a good place to end this particular episode. We are all outside the guard's office with Beverly, ready to start a new day.